Masechet Berachot, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hei. In terms of a bread meal, if somebody is saying Hamotzi on a meal, he doesn't have to say any other Berachot that are happening during that meal, besides for one exception, which would be Borei Pri HaGefen. Borei Pri HaGefen is Hashuv, and therefore requires its own Beracha because of its importance. Similarly, if one decides to not eat bread anymore as part of his meal, and that doesn't really apply so much nowadays because we never have that formal decision not to have bread anymore. But in those days, they did. They said, at this point in the meal, I'm not having any more bread. They would go into different types of foods. At that point of the meal, each new item that's being eaten needs its own new beracha. So keep that in mind during this Mishnah. Mishnah says, Berach al hayayin shelifnei hamazon, patar tayayin shel ahar hamazon. If a person is saying Borei Pri HaGefen on wine before the meal, before they actually wash their hands and do hamotzi, they sat around and they had a glass of wine, or what we do pretty much every Shabbat and Yom Tov, we say Borei Pri HaGefen before the meal. Mishnah says, "Patal tayayin shel ahar hamazon." It exempts you from beracha on all the wine, all the way up to birkat hamazon, all the way there. So, if you said a beracha before the meal actually formally started on that wine, it's okay. During the meal, you could continue to have that wine without a new beracha. And the chidush here is, even after you stop having bread, but before you say birkat hamazon, you're allowed to continue to have wine without a new beracha. But just parenthetically, everyone agrees that if you do say Birkat HaMazon, there's no concept of not needing new berachot. Once you say Birkat HaMazon, everything refreshes and you need all new berachot at that point. Mishnah continues and says, Berach al haparperet shelifnei hamazon, patarit haparperet shel ahar hamazon. If a person says a beracha on parperet, parperet is some sort of item, an appetizer that you'd have with bread. It could be fish, it could be eggs, it could be meat, anything like that. If you have that beracha before you start your actual meal, you also are poted, you also exempt yourself from a new beracha after you stop eating bread, towards the end of the meal, but again, before Berkat HaMazon. So if they finish the bread portion of the meal and they're still having some lighter foods, dips or whatever it may be, at that point you do not have to say new beracha on those items. Mishnah finishes off by saying, Berach ala pat, patar et haparperet. If somebody says, a berachav hamotzi on bread during the meal, they don't have to say a new beracha on any parperet, on any sort of parperet, any sort of item that you'd have with the bread. It exempts it fully. Ve'ala parperet, lo patar et hapat. But if a person said a beracha on the parperet before the meal, over here we're assuming the parperet that he's eating is a form of mezonot. And therefore, you may think that if it's mezonot, it's the same family as bread. I wouldn't have to say a new beracha on my bread. But we hold over here, no, it's not true. If you say a mezonot on the parperet, you still need a new beracha on the bread, the hamotzi that you're going to eat. Mezonot does not exempt hamotzi. And we finish off by saying, Bet Shammai omrim, Bet Shammai hold, af lo ma'ase kedera. Bet Shammai even hold, that if a person says, mezonot, on parperet, it doesn't exempt the dish of cooked grain, the ma'ase kedera. That even though both of these things fall under the beracha of mezonot, you don't exempt one from the next because of a level of hashivut, the level of importance. A parperet is a lower level of importance of mezonot. Therefore, it can't exempt the higher level of mezonot. And he would say a similar logic to Bet Hillel. Bet Hillel, you told me just now that parperet is a lower level mezonot. It can't exempt a higher level of hamotzi. So I would tell you that doesn't only apply in terms of different berachot, that even applies in terms of the same beracha, but foods of lower importance.